This is CliffCentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-Man, the
Batman. Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty? Huh?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly.
Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. It's your boy, G-Man, the ad man, and we are back at it. It's that time. Oh, there it is. There's a Wu-Tang. Eh? I know you guys missed it. I mean, I missed it. I really did. How are you guys doing, man? It's been too long. I feel like, you know, I've left you guys alone for a little. Well, it wasn't alone. It wasn't alone per se. Last week I had you guys with you guys hung out with Lerato Ngakane and Cheese. Huge shout out to Lerato Ngakane and Cheese. I mean, what's going on? Wait, hold on. Oh, there you go. Let me just get this right. Aha! I've got it. This is how long it's been, guys. It's been that long. Yeah, we are back at it. It's your boy G-Man the Airman, and I'm really, really happy to be back with you guys in the studio today. If you follow me on social media, you know that I got some dope guests in the studio with me today. We're going to be chatting. You know, there's still catching off breath still happening here. One of them is constantly globetrotting. So we might get into that as well. And the other is constantly in edit suites. And but equally busy nonetheless. But yeah, man, how have you guys been, man? You know, I really feel like, you know, every time I go away for a little bit, it just always feels like I need to come catch up. You know, I feel like I need to come find out, you know, whether things are okay. You know, because also know how advertising can get. You know, like, you know when that one creative director is left and you're left with the other guys. You know those guys. And then they're giving you the shit jobs. So funny, you know. Guys, it's tough in the streets of advertising, and we should not laugh about such matters, because it's tough. Anyway, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to introduce my guests first, and then what we're going to do is we're going to get into some of the stuff that's happened over the past couple of weeks. I think that last week sometime, some of the stuff that the guys spoke about was kind of glossed over, you know what I mean? I mean the guys did a fantastic job, but maybe what it is, I just want to weigh in. You know, I feel like I just have to weigh in on some of the amazing things that have happened in the past couple of weeks and the past couple of days. So it's your boy, G-Man. I mean, yeah, sounds slightly better. I like that. I like the way that sounds, actually. Anyway, so I've got two guests with me today. You guys might have, and we're going to get into some of the stuff that they've done recently. But if you've been in advertising for like 10 minutes, you've encountered this first lady. I'm going to tell you guys what. Oh man, I remember when I started advertising, there used to be these hangouts that we used to go to, and I met this lady, and I was like, whoa, guys, what a cool lady. You know what I mean? All the guys, you know, gathered around her, almost like, you know, how people just like want to glean knowledge. You know what I mean? But like all the guys, the likes of Zolaki Shabangu, shout out to you, Zolaki Shabangu, listening out there. I know you're listening, boy. But yeah, they just used to gather around her. And you know what I mean? Shout out to Colin Sagate. What's going on, big man? Hey, yeah, advent. Anyway, but I mean, I don't want to say too much. I'm gonna let her tell you about her. In the studio with me today, I've got Mr. Temele Tumsibe. What's going on? How are you doing?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm well now that you're here, you know what I mean? it's been a while. I've been trying to get you on the show for some time now. But I think that, you know, it's really cool that we get to hang out finally. Yeah. What have you been up to? What was on your desk when before you left and you realized that it was 10 o'clock and you needed to leave?
Just my phone. We've been doing a lot of work on Telkom Group, including the subsidiaries, so DCX and OpenServe, as well as Spliceworks, which is a smaller subsidiary that is a tech entrepreneurship sort of funding system.
So all of Telkom, essentially.
Gone.
You know this one. It's one of those things where like when like an agency wins an account, you know what I mean, and you kind of get the sense that, you know, did they only just win to do the TV adverts? You know what I mean? Are they only going to be doing? No, this is adverts.
It would be easier, right? Yeah. You could just say, you know what?
Just tell me the TV.
We're
ads.
Just going to do the TV ads.
Yeah.
The nice stuff. If you're sponsoring TKO, come here.
But, yeah, exactly.
You know, if it's Telkom 911, okay, maybe. Let the others.
But isn't it insane? Do you remember the time? Because I remember a time in advertising where there were some teens who were just hired for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember that shit. It was like insane shit. Yeah. I remember walking into guys adverts. then there was this team that just showed up, right? We were at this. I think I'd been at this agency for like a couple of months, and this team just showed up, right? And they were like, "Oh no, these guys are just going to specialize in their good briefs." You know what I mean? I'm like, "What is that? What the fuck does that even mean?" Yeah, no, these guys, don't give them shit. You know, don't give these guys things and squeeze bags. You know, those are for Grant.
Yeah,
Grant specializes in things and squeeze bags. You know, but yeah, let's give.
You have the opportunity to brief.
Yeah.
You're going to hear it, make sure.
Guys, these guys are essentially going to be our sniper team. I think that's what they were called. These guys are going to be our sniper team. Guys, we are going to win awards with these guys. How? Yeah. Sniper team! You know,
raise couple of months. Profile.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? And they were like, you know, those people normally they don't talk too much. You know? They walk around the studio and they're like, "Hey, Taita."
They were black.
No, they were not black, man. I'm saying, "Hey, what kind of advertising are you talking about?" Tell me, please, we're just starting out. None of this shit. You're right, actually.
Things are happening differently in your agency.
They're all black. How's it work? You're right. Do you need anything? Do you need me to mount anything? I don't mount anything. This guy's working on TV ads. But I guess things in the game then changed a little bit. But I think... There we go. But it's good to have you in the studio, man. I'm excited to chat about some of the stuff that you guys have been up to. Some big things are going in the game. Now, the other lady that's in the studio with me, right? I almost said my studio. It is my studio when Kenneth is not here. The other lady that's in my studio here when Kenneth is not here. I first encountered her at Ogilvy. I arrived there and they were renovating. You know, I also think that there must be a rule against, you know, telling people to come to work at a place and start at a time when you're renovating. Because my first day there was dust, you know what I mean? And but through the dust, you know what I mean? And through sitting next to the aircon, I got to meet this lady, and she's also gone on to do some amazing things. While we were there together, we did some one or two nice things. I'm happy to introduce you guys to another dope lady in the ed game, Miss. Woo! Miss Mpumi Ngwenya Shabang. What's up?
Hello.
How you doing? I just double barreled you. You got that right.
I know.
You're good. Oh, because you're double barrel, though, right?
No, I'm not double barrel.
But you're double barrel on social media,
I
right?
I am.
Yeah. But is that a thing? Are you double barrel?
I'm not double barrel.
Oh, is it?
Because of the blog.
Don't know
Mpumi Shabangu.
Oh.
Don't know Mpumi Ngwenya.
All right. So we can't confuse the nation.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The brand.
Oh, what a branding, guys. I tell you guys, this is G-Man, the L-Man. It's your boy. Always about the branding and branding exercises, guys. I will keep you on your toes with the lessons in branding. How have you been, Mpumi? What have you been up to outside of, you know, visiting islands and stuff?
I don't visit islands.
Shout out to Slim. What's going on, sir?
Advertising.
Yeah.
Went to go work at Fluid from FCB.
Yeah.
The blog.
You want to come a little closer to the mic? Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Still doing the blog, Miss Posh Glam.
Yeah.
And I think
what's that about? Tell us about Miss Posh Glam. What's that about?
So Miss Posh Glam is basically for me a place where I can create content that I can't usually in advertising.
In advert.
So when you go, obviously, to the agencies, they have certain brands.
Yeah.
They don't have my Dermalogica.
All the brands
that I want to create content for, I then do that on the Miss Posh Glam page. So for me, it's just another outlet to create more content.
That's great. I mean, I've always said that for me, it's like one of the most critical things about being a creative is being able to have you know, another creative outlet. Because the thing that we do gets really frustrating. Yeah. You know, when people are just want you to make amazing things for baked beans, and you're like, but you know, I really feel like I should be making other dope things for other things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I mean, how glamorous could we make baked beans? I mean, as much as we want, we're never going to get to that place, you know? So is this something that you've been doing for a long time?
I actually started it 3 years ago.
Oh,
and
yeah?
Then Chao Hello used to take all my pictures.
Oh yeah? Shout out Chao, what's going on? What's going on?
And then it just grew, and then we were like, let's do this thing properly, and then started doing it properly, approaching brands, and then put up a YouTube channel, started doing video content. So, because my background has always been in multimedia.
Right.
So I started in animation and multimedia.
Oh, yeah?
And then I moved over to art direction.
Okay.
So that was then my opportunity to get back into making video content, making animation again, but for different brands.
Yeah. Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
And how easy or difficult was that switch, you know, to kind of go to decide, you know what, I'm done with animation. Oh, I'll only do animation, you know, in the weekends. And kind of now start taking art direction advice from people who you're probably better than.
It was very difficult. it was difficult.
Sorry, I've missed these people. I've missed being here. Get it?
It was difficult. I mean, for me, I started obviously on Mnet promos.
Right.
Which was the hardest thing ever.
Right, every right, week, right.
Finek Pumezi 5. Yeah. And it's like, that's not what they said at school. And then you were sitting there in a little dark corner for hours and hours to make this one little thing move.
That's right.
And then you'd see it for 5 seconds.
Done.
And then no one cared. And I was like, this is not what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
Oh,
and then Umkulwam used to say,
exactly.
And then that was an okay, Mkulu.
Yeah.
It's time to make
the Popeyes can stop now.
The Popeyes are stopping now.
Oh, that's dope, man. That's insane. I think we can all kind of relate to you know those early days when you're going, it's like,
yeah.
What is this thing that I'm doing, that I'm up to here? But it's really cool. It's really cool to have you guys in the studio, man. Remember, guys, it's your boy, G-Man the Airman, and hit me up on Twitter. That's at Blaxem, at BLAXEM. If you have any comments, any questions for my guests, you know, if you know them from around the way, you know what I mean? You just want to say what's up, what's going on. Remember, we've also got that WhatsApp line, 079-748-2090. Let's just have a chat. You know, hit me up also on Facebook, Grant's Toilet. Yeah, just go on my wall there, but yeah, don't also write funny things, you know what I mean? Just about this show. Yeah, big man, come on. I mean, oh man, but yeah, you know, I wanted to get on the stuff that happened last week. So either way, I've been, you know, shout out to my Cape Town people, you know, you guys have been really good to me, guys. You know, Cape Town guys, you know, I love how in the very beginning I used to have this relationship, tumultuous at best, with Cape Town. But you know, like, I got fam down there, man. So shout out to my Cape Town people, doing big things like one out there. But I was away. And I looked in my, oh, shout out to the guys at marglews.com as well, you know, keeping us posted, with the news and views, right? And the guys at Biz Community as well, huge shout out to you guys as well, you know, we stay informed. Yeah, and I found out that Odd Number won the Wimpy account.
Yeah.
What's this? What's going on, my man? What's going on? I mean, guys, those guys are pretty much, we're always talking about the fucking Odd Number on the show. I mean, they might as well just get a fucking residency. Yeah. I mean, how dope is that? I mean, Temba, how amazing is that?
It is absolutely amazing. And I think it's testament to the kind of work that they've been doing over the last few years. The work that they do in Brand South Africa. So they're kind of doing things that are of significance.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it's really amazing. It's
That's great, man.
To such an old brand coming to such an old agency.
Yeah, exactly.
To this young, fresh black shop.
And oh man,
I think it's great news.
Do you feel though? And I'll ask you this, Mpumi. Do you feel like this is also another big signifier of a change? Also, I don't want to use the word change, of a wave of some kind that we think the industry is going through.
I think it is. I mean, Wimpy has been at the old agency for the longest of time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I remember there was a time when they had great voice artists and creative directors.
Feature.
I remember when I saw the news and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, this is big.
Exactly.
You know? It's not, they're not giving them the social media
account. No.
They're giving them everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And for me, that was big because, like, Odd Number, I mean, the past 2 years have just been killing it.
That's what's
like,
up. That's what's
and
up.
They didn't have the big brands. Yeah. They were doing work on BBC.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
No one wanted to do.
Yeah.
But they made it amazing.
That's also
and I
true.
Think for me, that was a testament for them. For them, people saw that and were like, They didn't give them the cool kids work, but they took the work that they were given and made something better of it.
That's great.
All the stuff that no one wanted to do, they made amazing. I mean, those radio ads. Msibi,
yeah, exactly. Ah, shout out to Msibi. What's going on? What's going on?
Hey, Msibi.
We're making, I used to work with Ntando at Ogilvy. And, you know, and like, even seeing him grow there at Odd Number, for me, is just like amazing.
Yeah.
You know, like the work he's outputting is like, so I think it's a leadership thing as well.
That's what's up.
You know, the leadership that you have will make you a better person.
Yeah.
You know,
you feel a shade, if it is. Like, you feel, there was a slight shade that came through the studio.
No, anyway, so,
but you know, I did actually want to ask you guys that, you know, I think, you know, do you think like agency culture plays a role in the type of work that you put out? You know, like, I think, you know, like, do you think that there are some agencies where you can do certain types of work and then in some places it's just
cool? Yeah, absolutely. I think it has everything to do with that, actually, because the work is so subjective, right?
That's right.
So the conversations that you're having in your own agency and how you feel about stuff and what you feed into and what you stand for, or even the people that you've got around the room,
exactly,
their views become the creative content of an agency. And you've seen it as well when individuals move. So a specific creative director moves to another agency, and you can start to see his tone of voice or his style of stuff. And I say his because obvious. And yeah, you can start to definitely see it come out in the work.
And I mean, as that also kind of influenced the type of work that you think you're doing now. And I mean, like I said, I remember when you were at Ogilvy, then you were at FCB for a little bit, and now you're hanging out with Temba at Wonderman. You know, did you see the change in the type of work you were doing?
Definitely. I mean, I know when I moved over to Wonderman, the biggest thing for me was I wanted to work under a black female.
Boom!
That was non-negotiable.
Yeah.
You know, so even now when you're pulling through Mpumi Jwanaka, I ask, will I have black female leadership?
That's what's up.
And if you don't have it, then don't come at me.
That's right.
You know, and for me that's a big thing, because I think having a strong woman lead you is very important, and we haven't seen that in advertising.
That's right.
Like, you don't find a black female who's strong enough to lead a team.
That's right.
You know, and then also allow you to have your own opinions and let you grow in your way as well.
Yeah,
if you have someone who believes in you, that's very important.
Yeah, that's great.
And then your work, and then you start making the work that you believe in because they believe in you.
That's what's up.
And I think that's very, very important.
That is so dope, guys. Temba is weeping. But it's great kudos to you. I mean, Temba, I think that, you know, it's a really big, it's a big role, and I think it's as important as you make it out to be. Do you sometimes feel like, you know, then, you know, it's just like, hey, what's my phone now? You know,
hey, Antoine, oh my goodness. Because, you know, we talk about there used to be those dream teams that come into agencies.
Right. Yeah.
A few weeks ago, James and I were talking about, those photo books,
library books. Yes, I remember that.
These kids don't know about not trying to cut that thing. Because someone else is going to need it. You're going to have to find a plan. Okay, if you want to reference this picture, you must photocopy.
That is insane. Oh, you just took it back right now.
They're just like typing everything. No one has a pencil.
Yeah, man. Exactly. No one has stationery. That's insane, man. And you know, I think...
The writers in Fluid type their radio spots in PowerPoint. Hello, Jason and Khao.
Shots fired in this deal right now. I think it's really great, man. And huge shout out to James Luti. He was supposed to have been out here, but you know, chief creative officer things happen to chief creative officers all the damn time, right? I would know. So I think. what's the collaboration between you and James been like, Temba? I mean, I think, you know, the type of work that you guys just put out, and we'll get into that, you know, the type of work you guys just put out, obviously testament to the fact that you guys make quite a dope team.
Actually, I worked with James at Jupiter.
Oh, yeah?
When we were all working on APSA and different parts of APSA, then a bit of Sasol. So I think getting him into Fluid was interesting for Fluid, and it added like a new and different dimension.
Yeah.
But it's been really great. James is not a it's my chief creative officer way.
That's
or
right. Yeah.
The, or
yeah.
the highway.
Oh, it's always been great like that.
Yeah. So at least our personalities we get on and
And it helps, huh?
Yeah, it absolutely does. Also, when you respect someone intellectually, you just have an easier time
that's
working with them, because
that's
I think sometimes that's what happens with teams and creative directors, etc. You go, I actually think you're an idiot. So every time you say something, I just want to roll my eyes.
You know, that's what I've always appreciated that about Temba. She's always had this very delicate and gentle mix between shade and diplomacy. It's beautiful. It works so well. You know, it's just it's and sometimes like the punches catch you by surprise. You know what I mean? It'll be like jab and hook. I love that.
I'm lovely.
Yes, you are. I'm just saying that's what I'm acknowledging. So I think one of the things that actually did just happen, and I guess it also it kind of leads on, comes from this, what we're talking about now. So Riverbed also just appointed a new ECD, a guy called Adrian Miller. So shout out to Adrian Miller if you're listening out there. We can't wait to have you in the studio. Come have a chat and then tell us what's going on. But I think it's obviously, you know, agencies are at a place where also it feels like places need somebody to lead the culture. You know what I mean? Somebody who's going to come in and say, and how easy or difficult, once again, do you think it's going to be for someone who, you know, when we're all talking about how, you know, we should also start making black work, South African work, and all that, do you think that there's a way, like for example, I think that if he just surrounds himself with the right people, he's going to be okay, right? Is your view that it's going to be slightly difficult for a white ECD coming into a role at an agency that kind of historically kind of had like a black hue to it, right? Do you think that's going to be difficult for him to kind of get in there and make the change?
It's going to be interesting. It's also going to be interesting around the work that they put out of his leadership, and the work that they'll attract as well, right? Because there's also that, because clients sometimes respond to to the climate of an agency well, and what they're also doing internally. So yeah, Riverbed, I think it's always been a black led agency, a black focused work.
Shout out to Monica, so what's going on?
And it's grown into a really great and big agency. I mean, some of the kind of classically ATL creatives have also been there. You find the likes of Meli Sizwe, who've been there to try and sort of create it as a much more creative,
as a bigger offering.
Agency. Yeah, you know, and start to do that hot creative.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting what happens with Adrian a bit. But yeah, it was a very interesting call because
exactly.
You would have expected that, you know, she would have appointed a black.
But I get about Ohio. The thing that everyone keeps saying out there is that there are no black ECDs out there, and I mean the black female ECD, I mean, is the even bigger unicorn. I'm sure your phone is ringing all the damn time. I'm sure it rings all the damn time.
I laugh with the Ukagiso no Hayden, because I said, you know, I didn't get calls from other creative directors.
Yeah,
I had to get a call from Hayden and Kagiso. Okay, now I'm gonna have to win Apex award.
Shout out to Apex Awards. No shade to Apex Awards. Shout out to Apex.
Yeah.
What was the other one? Asakai.
My god. Is that still in
the I don't know. But shout out to the guys at Asakai.
Now that was shade.
No. It was no shade at all. I love that kind of thing. I think we should all always be results driven. You know, I think that should be something that is standard with us. You know.
Yeah.
That way you don't actually necessarily have to hire a team that's going to win you things. Mm-hmm. Everyone should be results driven as much as everyone should be creative driven. That's what we do. That we're not in the business of kind of separating those two things.
Yeah.
At least that's what I think. Anyway, let's move on, guys. Before. Because I see we're getting very close. to this shit now. Wait a minute. You speak about Kagiso, right? Mm. And we didn't get to congratulate her like formally.
Yes.
So Kagiso Musi out there at Wonderman. I mean, what's going on? I mean, appointed MD at Wonderman. I mean, that's just amazing.
Yeah.
There's obviously something amazing happening at Wonderman. What do you think that is?
So the Wonderman Group has Fluid, which is our team.
Yeah.
That's working on Telkom Group currently. There's AppLogix, and then there's the Wonderman SA team.
Yeah.
So Gagge's going to be heading up all of that and
hello
helping Hayden, you know, kind yeah. of put it together and shape it.
Yeah.
And again, this is going to be obviously like a different culture, and
yeah.
it's going to be interesting how the both of them
yeah.
start to bring a little bit of color and
hey.
Love and light.
Do you hear the dodging?
No, man. No.
Well, like I said, something amazing is obviously happening at Wonderman, and I
shout
think
out
you shout out. And guys, I mean, I guess this also means, you know, things change, you know, in the paycheck department. I'm ready for to be blessed. You know what I mean? I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to do this radio thing, you know, because I like it. You know, like Miss Postlam. You know what I mean? I just want to do it because I like it. And then I can just be a stay-at-home dad and finish my novel, you know? So hit me up, Kagiso. The number has not changed. but like I said, something obviously amazing is happening. And I mean, Mpumi, you've made mention of how important the idea of being led by females is to you. Do you think that is something that agencies should actively be going out to be doing?
I think they should. I think it's important. I mean, we have such a big fall off of black female creatives
yeah.
leaving the industry
yeah.
because they don't see people like themselves
that's
at
right.
the top.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's important to have people that you can identify with where you can feel like it's possible. I remember when I started, there were no black female CDs.
Yeah.
There were no ECDs.
Yeah.
It was a myth. And you knew like, okay, when I become a senior art director, and
at some point, you're failing. I mean,
story.
Yeah,
pelelala.
Yeah.
You know, when you hit 30, you go find another career.
Oh, it's terrible.
You know,
you're so right. It's so bad. But I feel like it's cool that there's obviously like a change in that tone.
A big change. You know, like you're seeing more. I mean, I look at different agencies. I look at Grit. There's Maseko, also MG, yeah, and I'm like,
what's going on, man?
You know, I start seeing more black female faces, and I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know?
Yeah.
There's still a place for us. We don't have to leave and find something else. We can
yeah.
still be in this industry. You can still be recognized in this industry.
Yeah.
I look at Nkabi and Mukundi.
And I'm like, the ladies that think.
You know?
What's up?
Like, all the ladies are there. People might not know of them. And I saw something that Musaba was doing, Hidden Figures.
Yeah.
Advertising, which I
right.
thought was amazing.
That's
because
great.
There's so many black females in the industry.
I like that a lot.
They aren't known. They're not as popular
yeah.
as Grand Tolle.
Hey, come on now.
But
damn it.
They're there and they're making work. And sometimes yeah. you don't get the recognition because sometimes you become a ghost writer, you become a ghost art director. But you'll eventually get that. I feel like it's...
Yeah, shady, I come up a bit.
Like, eventually you'll get there. I think people will recognize you.
Yeah.
Like, I think keep pushing on and someone's going to recognize you, know. MCB will be like...
That's right.
Mpumingwenye.
There we go. I think that's so cool. That's cool. You know what I think is brave? I think the person who's brave is the person who chooses to put an ad in on this show. So we're about to play an ad because I think it's hella brave because, you know, all the people are going to be in this studio are going to go, oh, okay. Is that the advert? So I'm going to play it. I haven't heard it before, but I think it better be cool. We're going to take a young break. It's your boy G-Man, the ad man. Hit me up on Twitter. That's at Blaxem. It's at BLAXEM. We're about to play an ad. Good luck. To the advent. Let's go.
Ibhoza yethu yanamhlanje uvusi. Soloko asebenzisa ama voice offers for MTN. Uringa into engapheli efonini.
Show mlindoz. Mlindorism. Mlilizeli. Sisemlindelweni emlilweni.
Ngisho noma ukhuluma noma already wakhe.
Ma. Mami, mzali wami, wasenatali, okhonza kosibali, ngisebali, nombali, khalihali.
Bamazi nasemsakazweni.
Ngikhonzela ubabes, kittens namadrapes, sadla amagrapes, namaapes.
Fana nomavusana. Zenzele into oyithandayo ngama voice bundles owathola ku My MTN offers.
Everywhere you go, MTN.
Okay. All right. Shout out to the guys in MTN. That was a dope ad, actually. You know what? I must give them the props. There's a little bit of an idea in there. I like it. I like it. I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, this is not the, this is not that I was charging. These guys pay the bills as well, so don't so be careful. Be careful what you guys say, guys. You should say, guys, MTN paying the bills. Okay, skills don't pay the bills. Guys, don't be harsh. Okay,
then we're not gonna say anything. Yeah. We're just gonna let Clip Central pay their bills.
Listen, anyway, listen to some of these ads. I really, really dig it. I mean, I dig the fact that we have ads. Is what I'm saying.
Where are your ads?
Oh, Kubo, Kakalo Pam. Anyway, I've got a tweet here from Kakiso Tepe. It says, Lexem, you got my favorite human in the stew. Shout out, my MCV. Dope human, that one.
Guys, so,
I mean, there's Blashari.
I know, yeah, man. Yeah. Fantastic art director.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think he's at King James currently, King James the Second.
Yeah.
Dope, a director and a writer, yeah, incidentally.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see these young ones.
Yeah, these slashies.
Slashers.
That's what's up.
So cool.
Yeah. No, I think that's really, really cool. But I mean, and obviously now you are encountering these people that we're all in this hiring part, mm-hmm, of what we do. You know, this part that no one ever warned us about this part. You know, you just thought that I need to get to the point where I'm at the top and I'm deciding what work we get made and what's not. Now we're doing this hiring.
Yeah.
You know, and do you think that our skills, or kind of the pool of skills has gotten bigger? Do you feel like we've generally gotten better, or does it feel like we're in the same place?
I think as creatives, we've not actually managed to be better at the management of things. I think you run your own agency, so I think that also teaches you some skills.
Yeah.
Because then you understand, how does an agency make money?
Yeah.
How does an agency not make money?
Yeah.
How does an agency behave with clients?
Yeah, exactly.
All of those responsibilities, you learn those. And I think as creatives, we very much neglected that stuff.
Yeah.
Because it was supposed to be the adults that would make the decisions. And then you become the adult and you're still looking for
someone to help you.
Adult, you know, like, where's Gahi? But I don't think that we've, and it's to our own detriment, where we've not essentially been the people that go, okay, cool, there's a Gibbs thing going on.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with as creatives. We're going to just leave it to account management. And that's why creatives don't end up actually leading the business in most of the instances.
Because they feel that we become one dimensional, right?
Yeah. I think with the exception of, what's his name? What's him?
FCB.
Brent. Yes. Yeah.
Shout out Mr. Brent Morris. What's going on, eh? Yeah? What's up? Yeah.
You've not seen a lot of creatives grow into leadership roles within the agency.
And you think that that's one of those things that we should be trying to blood in right now? And I'll be interested to hear this from you, Mpumi. Like the fact that creatives should start understanding the business side of it quicker.
I think they should. I think I always say, like, you need to keep honing your skills. You need to do more than just art direct, more than just copyright. You need to be able to lead a business eventually.
That's right.
You know? And when you leave and decide to start your own business, how are you going to do it?
And manage all that,
I'm going to be a creative forever.
Yeah.
I'm going to draw nice things.
Yeah.
That's my studio for life.
Don't know how to do an invoice.
You don't know how to invoice. Yeah. And you'll be shocked at how many people don't know that. You'll be shocked at people who don't even know how to put up a rate for freelancing. They're so stuck in, I
just make the pretty pictures.
I make the work at 5 o'clock, I leave. And for me, that scares me. When I encounter creatives like that, I get scared.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if your 9 to 5 is just advertising,
that's what's up,
and there's nothing else around that, then
something's wrong. Yeah, man. Oh, that's insane. Guys, this is your boy G-Man the Ad Man, and it is still hot up in here. Hit me up once again on Twitter. That's at Blacksem. It's at BLAXEM. I've got another tweet here from Temigosi Pagati. Shout out Temigosi Pagati, one of the avid listeners of the show. He says, I never thought about bravery of having an ad on your show. Yeah, Linda, I never thought anybody is that brave. Placing an ad on G-Man the Ad Man calls for one to be confident of their work. You have a difficult task to monetize your show. My man, don't say things like this. To potential sponsors out there, guys, it's not that bad. Look, it is always frank, and it's always upfront. But we're kind. We also know we signed our proverbial bread. It's fantastic. And I mean, and that's
you can put it on us. You can put it on guests.
Yeah,
you can make the guest judge the ads. You don't have to say anything.
Guys, that's what happens here as well. You know, Tema's so in charge. She used to be in charge. She comes here to change the format as well. Changing my fucking format. Nice. Thank you. Anyway, but I want to chat about one of the bigger reasons why we're all here today, the Telcom ad. Right? I mean, What a piece of work. I mean, huge shout out to you guys. I think it's really, really dope. I think I saw it and I saw it online. And then when you see a pre-roll and then you want it to play again, you know, but you can't. You know what I mean? Yeah. Then it goes. So I think huge shout out to you guys. I think everything looks amazing. And obviously the idea is amazing. Talk to me about the process from kind of when the brief lands. What is the client looking for? And also if it has a retail element to it.
Yeah. So it's been quite a long process, and it's one of the first pieces of work that we've created for Telkom as Fluid.
Right.
So it actually started last year.
Okay.
When we landed the Keep a More proposition for them, because they had to. Telkom has great products. I know you just played an MTN ad.
Yeah. And never miss a chance to plug the client.
We're plugging the shout out, Tammy. So
shout out to the client.
The first conversation was around repositioning their three different offerings under the prepaid umbrella. We changed that and said we need to talk about the prepaid propositions, like what Telkom offers. And it was a lot of stuff, and it was cool stuff.
Yeah.
And then we were like, we need to also make it relevant and contemporary and all of those things. Then we landed on this Keep a More proposition, started with radio and print. Had a conversation with Debucho to shoot the ad. Literally, it was not even like, okay, we're going to go and ask Grant.
Yeah, and you just went straight to him.
Yeah, there's only one
credible person. Yeah, the city's still open, yeah, boy. But we'll fix it. The witches will never win. Yeah, the witches will try to get in the way of us having Debucho in the studio. And every time
he's busy with something else for us that he's really excited about.
I can look great. Alright, sorry, I interrupted you.
Anyway, so we spoke to Debucho, who obviously had done the Spirit music video, right, as well as had recently finished the OLX stuff. So there was just like the logical choice that we go with him to kind of go, cool, we've got this set of words, we've got these videos, how do we actually make it so much more interesting? And he really did.
That is so dope. I love it. I mean, I love the visuals, and I think it's also obviously very easy when you've seen the Spirit music video and you think, okay, I think I want the guy who made that to make my advert. Yeah. Was that the intention? Was the intention to capture that feeling that he obviously was able to put together in that music video for something that, and I mean, it touches on some really, really dope kind of subject matter. Was that the intention?
It was, partly.
Yeah.
It was to, you know, tell the good Telkom story.
That's right.
But partly to also...
Yes? Are you okay with that?
Are you okay?
I'm fine, I'm perfect.
To also be part of a social narrative that's cool, right? To have, to then see black girls graduating in the ad, to have Questa in the city where he belongs, to make it look fresh. We even had, you know, Ungdivi Dilea in the game.
Yeah, oh, that's the girl from, guys. I should have brought her into the studio as well.
You should have. And it was quite funny because someone sent, after the whole Ungdivi Dilea and me was making the rounds, someone sent a thing where she had for bookings call.
Yeah.
And I remember chatting to Sandman.
Yeah.
And we're like, booking for what? Yeah. Which is OP.A. Like, how does that work? And then she ended up in a commercial. It was one of those touches where we kind of made it culturally relevant because, you know, in telecoms, you've got to be moving at the speed of culture. If you're not, you're not going to make relevant work. You're that's not going to make recognizable work. You're just not going to resonate.
Oh, man, that's great. And now tell me, what was it like collaborating obviously with an artist, right? So like, he's obviously got this piece of work that he loves with all his heart, and you know, and like, also like, sometimes music videos also get to just propel the ego as well, you know. How easy was it to manage you know, the lines?
I think we collaborated very closely with him, even with writing of the scripts, because for us it was, we didn't want to make it feel like here's a retail ad.
It just put your face, right.
You know, for us it was very important that we get a bit of Questa and a bit of us. It needed to be the marriage had to work, you know, and you didn't want to also at the same time make something where people are like, you guys killed Spirit.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's the threat, right? FNP. Nothing wrong with the guys at FNP. We're still looking for sponsorship as well.
And the first time, I mean, I remember when we were speaking about this and when we made this and we were in studio and I was like, it was a conversation of the last thing we want to do is make a Agana data.
Yeah.
You know, it needs to feel together. And the conversations, I remember even when I would chat to Z and I chat to Slim and I'd be like, oh, Grant, if he shoots this down, this is about number one. Yeah. The name's on.
You know, something wrong.
The name's on.
Something wrong.
You know, and you had to get that balance.
Yeah.
You know, we had to make something that didn't feel like we're ruining a song that South Africa loves.
That's right.
We wanted a piece of that song because it's so relevant, you know. But we wanted to make something that married well to that concept and not take away from it or force something that didn't work with the concept. So that's why we got him to also write, look at our script, write, and then make tweaks where he felt was the way he speaks, not our language.
Yeah.
It needs to be a Questa language. So when people see this, they relate to him.
Yeah,
they're like,
that's
Questa. I mean, I saw a comment, someone was like, oh, Questa, you're so creative.
What
an advert. And I was like, how?
How dare?
Like, your creativity
you
has
seen
gone.
That red Wonder Man. Mr. Questa. Oh, man, that is so great. Because you're absolutely right. You know, I think it's always a struggle, you know, when, especially I think it kind of helps that he's a rapper, you know, that you know, he can do it.
Because
sometimes, you know, you get a famous personality. We've all seen it.
Yeah.
You get a famous personality into the stew, doing 110 takes. You know what I mean? You know, he's there going, you know, and also, like, when the words are not written by that person, you can tell. You know, like, when, I mean, I don't want to point any fingers, but the OLX stuff with Skumba, you can tell the parts that were written by the copywriter.
Mm.
And you can tell the parts that he kind of improvised. And I feel like we sometimes make our lives difficult by not just doing what you guys did.
Yeah.
Just get the guy in the studio. But before you shoot, hang out with him for a day and say, my man, please look at these scripts.
Yeah,
would you say this like that? Would you say it like that? Yeah. And it's obviously, you know, it's a delicate balance. But once again, hit me up, guys, if you have any questions, any comments about the TV ad. Pretty much about our guest as well. How was Debs on set? How was working with Teboho Malepo on set? He looks intense on set.
He is intense. And he's not one of those directors that, like, so what does everybody think?
He moves on.
He really is. He's like, tengile.
Yeah, exactly.
We've seen the vision. We're now putting it together.
Exactly.
And his producer, and his producer is also the same, Mark Harrison.
Yeah, I'll shout out Mark Harrison. And everybody at Bomb Productions, what's up?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. But it's literally, it's like, guys, you said you want A, B, and C.
Yeah, here we are.
We're making it now.
Yeah.
I don't want any disturbances. It was quite refreshing because
you
can get
during the whole process. Sorry.
But isn't that like establishing that? Because remember, like, we all come from like this idea of like, you know, you shouldn't want this commercial director. Keep going to the client tent, and you're asking the client.
There was none of that.
No. Yeah, they put down the putong and they said, "Can we see it again?"
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then you
I
know,
would do it like B and C.
Yeah, exactly.
Say, you know, the client, or will say, "As we as creative, sometimes really think that we can make and shoot commercials."
Yeah, but
can't do that time. Still a copy.
Yeah,
a young copy.
How to punctuation? Not about this.
Come with
the punctuation, Billy, and then you'll be fine.
I think
that's so interesting because, you know, like, you're right. All of us, it feels like the creatives almost feel like that line becomes so blurred. We just think that, and then on set, I'm also there because he's my advocate, by the way. You know, so, no, he's not going to smile like that.
Yeah.
And was it liberating or did you feel a certain nervousness that you had handed it all over to him?
It is absolutely a nervous experience.
Yeah,
because you are anxious about the output,
you
know, and the outcome that you're gonna that you also have in your own head, which
might
slightly differ in some places.
Yeah.
You're like, no, we liked the treatment, but now we want it.
Yeah, we want that one that was in my script.
You know, so it was hard to not get too involved.
Yeah,
but obviously you still have an opinion.
That's
on it, because at the end of the day, it's your own signature on
it.
So. But it was refreshing at this in the same vein to be able to go, cool, you know what,
he's
I'm gonna
it.
Trust you, he's
got
this. And as you see it come together, you go, actually, he's definitely got this.
Yeah,
because those first few hours you're like, but can you try?
And then there's that look. I know that director look.
Mm.
Yeah. Hi, you can hear it when your own voice starts pitching a bit high. Debra.
The city.
And then the name is Kazama. Lentesi Palipa. I think you script.
Incidentally, like when clients do that to us, right? And by clients, I mean marketing offices.
Yeah.
When they create some change, you also have that.
Yeah, you get your backup. Like, come on, I'm the writer here. What do you want?
Who, just because you can type does not mean you can write. Please, don't add your piece here.
Guys,
you know?
That's so fucking insane. Oh, it's amazing. We just got another tweet here. Attached to it is the Mugliffs.com article that says Avatar wins Caltech South Africa. Okay, cool. So cheers. Huge shout out to the guys at Avatar. Pictings are great.
Feature. Well done to the guys at Avatar.
Huge shout out to the guys at Avatar. I just think that you guys are obviously doing something right. Oh man, that was shameless.
So how is that going, Grant?
That was a little shameless. Oh, it's going really well, actually. I love you.
So you're just living between Cape Town and Joburg? Let's ask you some questions.
Tell me, I ask the questions here, please.
We can improvise.
Oh yeah, let's improvise. Okay, cool. Okay, right, cool. You know what?
You've been gone for a while. The people want to know.
So
I know.
Yeah.
They tweeted me.
The people tweeted you. So what's happened is that so we've got an agency in Cape Town and up here obviously, and we've got some clients that are based down there and being that the chief creative officer dictates that I need to be at both agencies. So what's important is what's important though is that we established kind of a personality as opposed to feeling like it's a branch of the Joburg office. It needs to feel like there's one personality that goes through the work. And that takes constantly being in front of client, constantly being in front of the team as well down in Cape Town to make sure that we all still believe the same things, you know. Okay. And just to kind of get a sense of the excellence is one, you know, the quality control, for lack of a better word, you know, needs to stay at the same level, as opposed to you know, sometimes, you know, you kind of always got the sense that Durban agencies have a way they do things, Cape Town agencies have a way of doing things.
Yeah.
And I think clients have just started asking us, guys, please just do good work, good South African work. Mm. And it just seems like all of it feels like it starts to come out of Joburg.
Yeah.
But, you know, so without making the cities lose their own personality, but also still doing a quality control.
I thought, Grant, to achieve it. But I'll post that in Houtin.
I might as well say I live in Houtin because I'm at the office all the damn time. Shout out to the guys at Houtin. No. I've not moved out of the other West yet. But it's been really good. Hey, I'm the one who asked the questions there. What are we doing? It's your boy, G-Man the Ad Man, and we're still at it. So Temba, I want to, like I normally at this time of the show, I just want to, you know, why don't you take us all the way back to where it started for you? You know what I mean?
God.
whose office did you first work into with the portfolio bag? You know?
Peter Badenhorst.
Oh, yeah?
Peter Badenhorst, who taught Zuelake, Tabo, and Tato, and George, and Neo, all of us to just be better.
That's right.
Peter would burn
scripts. What was that?
Ogilvy.
Yeah.
15 Sloan Street.
That's what's up. Shout out to the guys at Ogilvy. Yeah, go to the lab.
That's where it started for me. Then moved to Jupiter.
Yeah.
Then.
How long were you at Jupiter?
A long time. A long time. I think it was a good 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
I remember just one October, I was like, Christmas party, I need Lil Nandi.
Is it?
That is my goal. Whatever happens, I need to drive and Amanya Bantu in Christmas party. I need new faces, not Nina.
Yeah.
And there was a CCO that him and I we sing a vibe properly, so that was also
right. Because that'll do it, right?
That'll do it. Especially when you think you're always right, which I sometimes do. So it was very hard.
When you think you're always right, which I sometimes do. I love it. You know what I mean? Like I said, in there it's just gems.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but Ogilvy was the starting ground on KFC.
Streetwise
2 was 9 rand 90.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
We used to do things under Tiger.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that campaign, actually.
Long.
Jeez.
Now Mashiko was calling me on the phone.
Oh, is it? Shout out OT. What's going on? That's amazing. Oh, and then after Jupiter, where did you go?
Oh, after Jupiter, then I went to Trinity, which was sponsorship and activation.
Oh, you and Hayden been hanging out.
Yes,
Shout out Hayden Townsend. What's going on? What's up, man? Yeah.
Sitting in
New York. I saw that.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice in Wunderman.
Global leadership. So so at Trinergy, it was that was something completely fresh, yeah. Because it just required for you to not be doing the things that you've been doing. Because sometimes, you know how it gets. You feel like you're just recycling ideas or recycling insights.
Yeah.
A print ad must be delivered. A radio content must be delivered. So in sponsorship and activation, you just learned something else.
That's right.
And you have to kind of then humble yourself and take lead from the creative agency.
Exactly.
In quotation marks. The lead agency. That's something else to talk about soon.
Yeah, we'll have a chat about that.
Yeah. Integration.
Oh, man. And then after Trinergy?
Oh, then I was with Wendy. Wendy and I started our own consultancy.
All right. Shout out Wendy. Look what's going on. What's up?
And we did that for a good 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Working directly with clients and working with agencies. And then spoke to Hayden and the telecom opportunity came up, so
and boom, here
and
we are.
Now we are here. Yeah. On Trip Central with G, the ad man.
Oh man, it sounds like it's been a beautiful journey. I think that those journeys for me are important, you know, for other people, especially the kids that are coming up in the game.
Yeah.
To kind of understand how, you know, it's there's not one way of doing it. Mm. You know, like for example, I was only ever at FCB for like ever.
Forever.
And then I moved to Ogilvy, and then, you know, so I've only ever been at like three places.
Big agencies.
I've been to two big I've been to one big agency. And then I think that after that I moved to Ogilvy, and then I went to Bakoni.
Yes.
And then now I'm at Avatar. So I think that it's important for people to understand the fact that, you know, there's more than one way to do it. Mm. But what's important is that we're doing it. You know, what's important is to actually understand that your journey is defined by just that, the fact that it's your own. Yeah. So you started doing animation. Was that your first gig?
Clearwater.
Oh, is it?
And then Monarchy, which only did Mnet.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Both of them.
Oh yeah. Monarchy is with Ernest and them.
Yes.
Ernest and Gosi. Yeah. Oh, shout out to Ernest and Gosi. What's going on? Russ. Nothing wrong. All right, and then after that you went to FCB?
No, I went to Mortimer Harvey.
Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong.
That was not on her CV. Why for me?
Because Mortimer Harvey.
Tumba King, it's like. Where is that going?
Yabuza.
Tumba King. What is this?
Yabuza.
Shout out to the guys in Mortimer. Oh,
that was the bridge between animation and moving into above the line.
Right.
You know, no FCB, no Ogilvy would have taken you from an animation background without you getting some sort of ADL
bridging
course.
Yeah.
And then I moved over to Glue. And that for me was, I really felt digital was a big part of where my journey was going to
right,
go.
Right.
So for me, moving from there to Glue, I spent a lot of time at Glue. And for me, it was really important to understand what was going on digitally. So I could be a real slasher.
There we go. Yeah.
You know, and then moved over to Ogilvy, the FCB, and now we are here.
And now we are here.
It's fluid, isn't it?
Wonderman.
It's fluid, guys. Guys, I'm so sorry. I'm so part of the Wonderman group, right?
Yeah.
Ah, there you go. It's fluid, part of the Wonderman group. I didn't get it all wrong. But guys, thank you so much for coming to hang out. It feels like this hour literally just flies by.
Yeah.
Like you said, there's a whole lot more that we should be talking about. There's a lot more to cover. But I'm sure you guys are going to be back here in the studio at some point. I think there's a lot of stuff. I mean, I think you guys doing all the amazing stuff that you are right now. I mean, like we said, Debucho is shooting stuff for you now. What's going on? Yeah, Debucho is already shooting stuff for you as we speak. But we should be so we'll be seeing more of each other. So, thank you so much for being out. You guys want to shout anybody out? You guys want to say, you know, shout out to the guys at Fluid. You know,
shout out
Slim. Shout out Slim. What's going on? What's going on, Slim? But once again, thank you so much for being in the studio with us, guys. It's been another amazing hour of G-Man the Ad Man. I mean, whoa! Hey, I've been going for that long. But like I say every week, man, you know, what's really, really important is you take care of yourself, you take care of those briefs, but most importantly, take care of each other. Because it gets rough in this game, and it gets really, really complicated, and you need some people around you that can make it easier. And once again, I mean, like I say every other week, and every week, thank you. It's G-Man the Ad Man. If the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. Boom!
Shot fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom!
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-Man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly.
Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't. Time isn't.
With G-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
This is clipcentral.com.